Good morning, my friends. This is Missionary James Robinette with Mission East Africa, Uganda. And by the gracious will of the Lord, it is my joy to worship the Lord in the preaching and teaching of the Holy Scriptures with you once again this Lord's Day morning. May God bless you, dear friend. Praise God. We are continuing in Ephesians chapter 6. Today we'll be looking again at verses 10 through 20. Please turn there in your Bibles as you are able to. I will soon read these verses in the New King James Version, the Holy Scripture, the very Word of the Living God. My friends, our contact number is 0782-652-143. And feel free to give us a call. We'd be glad to share with you as God enables us to. You can learn more about our ministry at missionafricajk.blogspot.ug. That's missionafricajk.blogspot.ug. Praise the Lord. My friends, we're looking again today at the scripture which communicates to us about the great strength of the Lord and how it is that Christians, true believers in the crucified, risen Lord Jesus Christ, are to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And so we want to consider this awesome truth a bit more fully today. The strength of the Lord and the great power of His might. Praise the Lord. And so hear now the word of the Lord in Ephesians 6, beginning in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, that is, the schemings of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Praise God. May the Lord add His blessings to His word. Dear friends, let us pray. Father in the highest heaven, all glory and praise to You, for all strength, all power is Yours. And in the power of Your might, in the strength of the Lord, You do all things well. Our God, we praise You for this unimaginably great creation that You have made, and for the vast, to us again, unimaginable power that You have built into the creation at every possible level, at the macro and at the micro level. God, You are amazingly strong, and I pray that as we consider the strength of the Lord this morning, that You will open our hearts more fully to consider Your great strength, and then to realize that this great strength comes toward us, that we too may stand, that we may be strong in the Lord, and then overcome the sin that so easily besets us. We give You praise for Your magnificent, almighty, infinite power and the infinitely great grace that comes to Your people. We rejoice in it this day, Lord, and we pray that You will be glorified, and once again that Your blood-bought people would be blessed by the precious cleansing, purifying, life-changing, life-saving Word of the Living God. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. And so, my friends, we're considering in Ephesians chapter 6, a general and then a more particular look at this section of verses, that is verses 10 through 20. And last Lord's Day, we ended the sermon with the thought that this is a great power that God has exerted toward us, that the Lord Jesus Christ has saved us, and that in His mighty power, Christ was working and the Father was working, that Christ and the Father are working to us who believe according to the working of His mighty power. Again, the apostle just stacks up these words describing power, describing the great strength of God, because he is communicating to us the infinite power, the infinite strength of God. And so it is that God has all dominion, all mastery, all power is his. He is truly the Lord God omnipotent. And as we see in verse 10 today, we who believe in Christ, brothers in the Lord, are to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I want to share some facts with you about the power of the Son. That's S-U-N, the power of the heavenly body, the Sun, in our solar system. I have always enjoyed science. I took a lot of science classes when I was in school. And the thought came to me as I was studying through and reading these precious verses that one way to describe his great and mighty power is to consider the power that he has built in, or if you will, invested in the creation. And I think as we consider the great power that's found in our sun, that we would all agree that the sun is very large, probably for most of us. It is very difficult to imagine the size of the sun. But as I studied a bit about the power of the sun, I found some interesting facts, and I want to share these with you this morning. The surface temperature of the sun is about 6,000 degrees centigrade. Some people say that the surface temperature is more than 6,000 degrees Kelvin. That is, again, to me, and probably to you too, unimaginably hot. And the sun has such a great power that it produces about 126 trillion horsepower of energy, which is sent to the earth. Again, we would have to think carefully about how large 126 trillion, that very number, is, the great energy, the great power in this. Again, we would have to consider carefully for a moment. Let me remind you and help you to remember that 126 trillion, that very large number, is 4.7 times 10 with 25 zeros following it. So again, the stat here is about 126 trillion horsepower is sent to the earth, the power of 126 trillion horses, if you will. And in terms of watts, there are 400 septillion. That's 400 trillion trillion watts that the sun, in its great and vast energy, brings to planet Earth. That's 4 times 10 with 26 zeros following. 400 trillion trillion watts. And so the power from the sun is extremely large. Again, for most of us, and I must admit for myself, unimaginably great. The sun, this large body in space, is 150 million kilometers from the Earth. And the sun's energy makes life possible on Earth. The heat from the sun creates weather and winds, and its energy can be used to run machines, yet most of the sun's energy is lost in space. The Earth only receives about 1/2 billionth of the sun's total energy. And so in these stats, we're really just considering the energy that reaches Earth. The energy that is totally expended by the sun is far greater. The stat says, again, about 1/2 billionth of the sun's total energy only is received by the earth. And the word power here in our English dictionaries is defined simply as a great ability to do, act, or produce. And so the encouragement to us in this illustration of the power of the sun is that this exceedingly great heavenly body that Jesus Christ, praise God, the Son of God, the Father and the Spirit have created is to us unimaginably powerful. How much greater is the power of the living God who has created such a Son, such a heavenly body? Just a few more interesting facts about the power of the Son. Our solar technologies are still new and increasing in efficiency all the time, writes one man. So how much power we get from the sun is one thing, but how much power is available from the sun is another. At any moment, the sun emits about 3.86 times 10 to the 26th, that's 10 with 26 zeros following watts of energy. So add 24 zeros to the end of that number and you'll get an idea of how unimaginably large an amount of energy that is. Most of that energy goes off into space, but about 1.74 times 10 to the 17 watts strike the Earth. 174 quadrillion watts, praise the Lord. And so we see here that the stats vary a little bit from author to author, but they're still extremely large. This large body that the Lord God has created contains and emits this great amount of power or energy, again, 6,000 degrees at its surface is the temperature. But the thought comes to mind as I am sharing with you that the sun is so unimaginably hot. How hot, unimaginably hot, is the fire of God's wrath? God has created this heavenly body with such great heat. His power is infinitely greater than the power of the sun. And so, obviously, the heat, the fire of Gehenna, which comes from God in his infinite ability to create, to make, is unimaginably hotter yet. God's power is infinite. His wrath is infinite. I can only surmise that the heat, that is the temperature of hell, is exceedingly, exceedingly great. And so we thank God for his precious grace that saves sinners in his mighty power. And we are caught in wonderment at the glory of this all-powerful God. Again, our sun is one of billions and billions. I didn't check the stats about how many heavenly bodies, planets, or stars or suns there are in our universe. I'm sure it must be in the range of billions. The scientists somehow have calculated some kind of an approximation of this. Our sun is but one star, as I understand it, and actually a relatively small star in this great universe in which we live in our solar system. And there are a great number, and again, beyond our ability to count, of galaxies and solar systems beyond the Milky Way. And so when we begin to consider that the sun is so powerful and yet it is a very small star in terms of the billions and billions or perhaps more that God has created, we begin to sense in a way the vast power of the great and living God, the great and vast power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, our God and Savior. And the text tells us simply that we are to be strong in his strength, dear friend. Let that encourage you today. His absolutely infinite, limitless strength is able to strengthen us in our weak and limited, finite abilities. But nevertheless, God is pleased to exert his great strength, spiritual strength and ability to us that enables us powerfully to resist sin and overcome sin and so live forever in his marvelous grace. I want to share another example with you this morning, a beautiful example, I feel, of the great power of the living God. And I was reading this morning in Psalm 104 in my daily devotions, and I want to share with you now the beautiful word of God, Psalm 104, verses 1 through 9, make comments that will hopefully help us to consider the great strength of the Almighty God. Psalm 104, beginning in verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundation of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. Praise the Lord. And I was struck in my reading this morning of the greatness of God and of the greatness of his creation, that is, of the great thing he has done in his power, in his great ability. God has acted, and we see in the creation, we see in the earth, the existence of the earth, God's great power manifested. This psalm describes that and expresses that truth so beautifully. The psalmist is led, first of all, to bless the Lord from his soul. He declares the greatness, the great goodness of the Lord. And he says here that the Lord his God, praise God, the sovereign creator, the maker of all things, is very great. Praise God. Again, our limited ability to communicate in language fails us at times because the words in English, very great, really communicate to us greatness, but God's greatness, again, is unimaginably great. Infinitely great is he. And he is clothed, praise God, with honor. We must think absolute honor, absolute glory, praise God, absolute majesty. The great dignity of God, the King, the Sovereign, the Ruler of all things. And it also says, praise God, of his great power that he has covered himself with light as with a garment. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful description the Spirit has given us of the power of the living God. His garments are light. He is called the Father of Lights. And from him, this great irradiation is sent forth. Light originates in God and it shines forth from him. Praise the Lord. He has covered himself with light as with a garment. And he has created, praise God, he has stretched out the heavens like a curtain. Praise the Lord. And so it is that God has created all things. On the first day, he stretched out the heavens like a curtain. It was a matter of his great power. It was a work of his power that he could, with the ease that a man would simply move a curtain with his hand, that God created the heavens as simply and easily as though he would move his hand and open the curtain so that the sunlight would enter into a window. Praise God. And this great, powerful, all-powerful, creating God, all-powerful Christ has made in such a way, and I think this is just astounding to me. This really speaks of a truth that I've thought of many, many times over many years as a Christian, and that is that God has separated the waters from the waters. We read there in the book of Genesis, and I've wondered many, many times what that means exactly. Because the text there describes the power of God working as he separates what is called the waters above the firmament and the waters under the firmament. And so my best understanding of that great truth is that God has separated the elements of creation, these elemental matters or particles of creation, if you will. And so he separated them and the heavens were created, and he separated them again and the earth was created and it was covered with water. And he separated again in a sense, and he caused the dry land to emerge, and he separated the earth from the waters. And that's what these verses describe so beautifully. He laid a beam in his upper chambers in the waters. Again, this builder, if you will, the building God, creating a building in his great creation. Here, the universe is likened to the building of God. And in the upper chambers, he has laid a beam. He's brought this great separation of the waters to pass. The universe, the firmament is separated from the immediate atmosphere. And this great God is again built and made the clouds his chariot. Again, the picture here is that he is riding on the clouds, praise God, the almighty powerful God, as in a chariot. And it says he walks on the wings of the winds. Notice his omnipresence. He is present powerfully in the creation, in this picture. And he has created again and made the very angels, spirits, flames of fire. These awesomely powerful beings, the angels God has made, like flames of fire. Praise God. And he laid the foundation of the earth. Praise the Lord. Again, the contractor, if you will. Praise God. The builder, the maker, God Almighty has laid the foundation or founded the earth upon its basis or its foundation. So here the earth is likened to a structure, a building that he has made with a foundation. And so he caused the dry land to appear. And it says here that it should not be moved forever. Praise God. God has built this great earth in such a way that it is incredibly stable and will continue to exist through all time. Praise the Lord. And then he took the earth, he separated the waters from the dry land, and it says he covered the earth with the deep. That's a reference to the depths of waters, or again, if you will, the great oceans as with a garment. And so I believe the picture here is that in the creation, the waters covered the surface of the earth, all of the surface of the earth. But at God's word, the waters stood above the mountains. He created the lands, and at his rebuke, in other words, God commanded the waters in his power to flee, and at his voice of thunder, awesome power, the very waters hastened away, and they went over the mountains. The land, the mountains emerged, and the waters went down into the valleys, it says there in verse 8. To the place he founded for them as God purposed. This refers to, of course, the great lakes and smaller bodies of water that God has purposed exist on the planet so that there is water for man and animal life and, yes, plant life, which is so needed for life on the planet. And God in his great power set a boundary, it says, that the waters may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. Now, that's an astounding truth to me. God has determined that the ocean, and think about the great size and depths of the ocean for a moment, about how much water covers the planet, how deep the oceans are, what this huge volume of water is, unimaginably large amount of water, and God has controlled it. There is great power, of course, in this great body of water, but God has controlled it with a greater power. He has created it in His power. He controls it, and He has determined that the ocean has a boundary, that it cannot pass over, praise God, so that the land is not swallowed up, not covered over by it, which it could do had not God in His power bounded the waters. Praise the Lord. In summary, we are called to be strong in this mighty power, this strength that comes from the all-powerful God, and walk in grace and powerfully live before God, turning from sin, conquering the world, trusting and loving and adoring and worshiping the Almighty Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God and Father, the Almighty God, the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. As His strength comes to us, we believe in Him and walk with Him and in Him and enjoy eternal life. Praise God. And so trust Him with all of your heart. Turn from all sin and receive His powerful, powerful grace. May God bless you, dear friend. Father, we are stopped at this consideration of the great power of the Son and the great power You exerted in the creation, the great power You express in holding the ocean to its boundary so it doesn't cover the land again. God, You are awesome and faithful and mighty. Lord Jesus Christ, glory and praise to You, mighty, almighty God. And we thank You that in Your power You have saved Your people from our sins, and that we stand in Your power today, Lord, and that we are able, more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, more than able in Him who loved us and has given Himself for us. We praise You, Lord, and we thank You for Your precious word. Bless it to my friends' hearts. I ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And so, my friends, until next Lord's Day morning, may the Lord bless you.